the faith to come to God and finding the faith to come to God. And basically, we made it very simple. You know, I can make a simple statement very long, you know. But basically, you won't come to God unless you just believe that He is. And as simple as that is, I mean, He's the only it. He's everything. And I was looking at a passage this week, and God allowed some very unique last night in my heart just to really fill my soul. And I rejoice in His goodness. But I want to share something very briefly that I hope will encourage you just to listen to God and to listen from the Word of God what you hear about Jesus Christ. If I were to give this a brief title, I would call it The Life That Cannot Be Hid. The Life That Cannot Be Hid. Now, in Luke chapter 8, in verse number 43, you'll notice that the Word of God, that it does say this. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, there's where it comes from. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Now in Mark chapter 5, we see a corresponding passage here. In Mark chapter 5, in verse number 24, the Word of God says this. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." Can you imagine? Wasn't that a good word from Jesus Christ, daughter? No, that's God, daughter. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, I thought we saw in Luke chapter 8, this woman had come to the place in her life where she could not be hid. And I was meditating on my own Christian life and how different principles that with good intentions of how sometimes we attempt to make Christ known and even make ourselves known. Sometimes, unfortunately, some of the more carnal type church planning, you try to make yourself known in the community and things like that, which is not bad. You don't want to have a bad reputation. But at the same time, sometimes we can be mechanical. And even on your job, you want to witness. You want to shine as a light. The Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they shall see your good works." And well, how does that happen? And it, just an amazing thing from this passage, I saw a few things that I hope will be helped to you. But now in Mark chapter 5, where we're looking, I put number one, the life that cannot be hid, because this woman came to a place. Now, today we try to push people out to tell them what Jesus does, right? We try to encourage people, but something happened, and she found out, "I cannot be hid." And once this happened, and that's what we're really looking for, a life that cannot be hid. And number one, you must understand that your wholeness cannot be found in anything physical. The life that cannot be hid understands that your wholeness cannot be found in anything physical. Because she tried everything. She was whole. The Bible says she had issue of blood. She spent all that she had. And I like what it says, and well, it don't matter if I like it. It inspired me, by the way, it says in Luke that she spent all her living. And to me, that gives even a greater deepness than spending all your money, because when you spend all your living, you know, you've totally went bankrupt. You've done everything, whether your hope, your resources, your wisdom, everything you tried, but she come to the place where absolutely everything was gone, and she still was not whole. But this was the foundation, again, as you think about what we looked at last week, for her to believe that he is. Now, she came to that realization by life experience and trying everything from physicians, spent all her money, and who knows what else she tried. If you put that in modern today, you know, we would research medically. You know, anybody ever heal yourself by Google before? Hey, in fact, I remember years ago when Sam had RSV, I tried to call a doctor and just, can you just give me some information about what is the danger zone? Because he's breathing so many breaths for minutes. And the doctor kept saying, you just need to bring him in. You just need to bring him in. So the internet was just coming on the scene. I know you kids don't understand that. But it was just coming on the scene. And so I Googled it. And it gave me a number of beats per breath. I thought, well, he's safe. And next morning, he was okay, you know. And so anyway, but she did all that. Just in modern time, this would be, she's even tried that. Everything you could imagine, and she's still not whole. Second thing, the life that cannot be hidden makes a decision based upon what she has heard of Jesus, not what they have seen or experienced from him. Because notice what it says in verse number 27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, she just heard of what he could do. And that was enough to bring her to the... And this was part of what brought her to a place where her life could no longer be hid. If you know the word of God, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Often in our lives, we base our coming to Jesus based on what we've seen of him and other people, and based on what we've personally experienced. But she makes a decision that was going to cause her life to not be hid, simply based on what she heard of Jesus. And that's what faith is all about. You know, if the more I study the Bible, I find there were multitudes of unique individuals that were forerunners in the life that God called them to live. And they simply heard from God. Again, that's why we need to have a relationship with God. Because what I say is not enough to carry you throughout the week. But when you have heard from him, then you're able to go out and make those decisions based on what you've heard of Jesus, not what you've personally seen. Because you know, I find after being saved over 20 some odd years, God continually leads me into situations that I've never been before. And my only hope for making the right decision is based on what I heard from Jesus, or what I hear in the prayer time, in the prayer closet, you know. And so, but this was the next step that brought her to a place where life could not be hid. Now, and her life was not hid because it was a definable turning place in her life where something happened in her that could only be defined by what Jesus Christ had done. Next thing I want you to notice, the life that cannot be hid privately reaches out to Jesus in personal faith. Privately reaches out to Jesus in personal faith. You know, there's things that some will never do for God because they're waiting for somebody to confirm what God's leading them to do. You know what she did? She heard from him. She made a decision. You know, and she didn't go ask somebody, you know, do you think Jesus would do this? Now, think about that today. If that were you and I today, spent all we had, everything gone, 12 years, not a change, and someone said, just believe in Jesus. Now, she'd ask him, do you think that'll work? Now, she probably, if she'd asked somebody, you think that'll work, she probably would never got there. But just on what she heard from him by faith, that was enough to bring her to the place where she would trust God to do something in her life to where she was absolutely 100% completely hopeless and helpless. Matthew chapter 6, turn the passage here. This is probably the most turning point of the whole thing, because he that cometh to God, looking at what we talking about, what we looked at last, must believe that he is. She simply heard it and said, I know nothing else has worked, but I believe that he is. He's the answer. Matthew chapter 6, and verse number 6. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And isn't that exactly what happened to her? She just went and touched his clothes and was not really going to make known what had happened. But Jesus stopped and turned about and said, "Who touched me?" And, you know, and a good thought there too. And how in the world, you know, the Bible said the multitude thronged him. You know, and she saw that. And she could have very easily said, "He's got to be talking to somebody else." I said, here's the magnitude of a light that cannot be hid. When Jesus speaks, it doesn't matter what the multitudes are doing. And it has no bearing on the multitudes that have even reached out to him, because multitudes thronged him. So multitudes of people touched him. But when God moves, you have that light that cannot be hid. When Jesus speaks and says, "Who touched me?" You know it was you. Amen. And every time I read that passage, I just want to say, "Me! He touched me!" So, again, personal, you and God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Because we're living in a time where multitudes of people look like they're reaching out to Jesus. But you know, from what the Bible says, only one responded in the group of all those multitudes of thronging.
Yes.
But that one person knew. And what had happened to her by Jesus Christ was so undeniable, she could no longer be hid. And I tell you, that's when you do whatever God wants you to do, amen. But last of all, what I want you to notice back in our text in Mark chapter 5, we'll look at verse 33. The light that cannot be hid responds to God's call with public fear, worship, and confession before him. Because in verse 33 of Mark 5, the Bible says, "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down," notice this, "before him, and told him all the truth." There was a crowd around, but I tell you, this fear that came over her, and she fell at his feet, it was just for him. It was before him. We're talking about real bona fide 100% worship, you know. And when God moves in us, though we may come together, the next time you open your songbook, and if you allow God to move in your heart such a way, everything you do will be just before him. And you'll just lift up your voice, and it may be publicly, and you may be at work tomorrow, and everybody else is complaining about whatever, but something, somebody touched you. In the midst of everything, something on the inside, but no, it's me, because the fear of God will come over you, and you say, "I must say something for him," you know, and you'll publicly, before him, testify of everything that Jesus Christ did in your heart and your life, amen. And you just won't be able to be hid. You know, there's times and there's situations. I know when I worked in the secular world, and I can remember numerous occasions in the corporate office, just sitting there, and this may not ever happen to anybody else that worked publicly. But there were some times when I worked secular work, I just wanted to fit in. There are some times I just wanted to be normal. I know that's hard for him to believe, especially when you know I'm a pretty abnormal kind of guy. But there were times that the conversation would go on, and people would talk about the hopelessness that's in our society, and the hopelessness that's in the world, and the hopelessness within the government, and there's nowhere to be safe, and something would just, from the inside of my innermost being, we say, "Who touched me? Somebody say something for me." And without even wanting to, per se, I was moved with fear and said, "I just have to say what Jesus has done for me. And I just have to speak a word in behalf of my Savior." And you know, the people I reached the most were those times in situations like that, because of those undeniable moments in my life, to where I came to the place where I realized my wholeness or my completeness would never be found in anything physical. And my decisions that honored God were faith decisions. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And I came to God that way. And then in those moments in the closet time, because decisions that impress God the most are those when it's just me and him alone. And the conversation, you know, there's times one of the things I've really tried to wean myself of through the years, I really just need to quit cold turkey, is when I'm praying before the group and preaching at the group while I'm praying. And because that's what we kind of do. We just kind of get used to doing that instead of coming to the place where I'm sincerely talking to God before Him in your behalf and in my own behalf, whatever's needed. But those closet times, God said, no, that's okay, that's Him and me. And what you do in secret, you're worthy open. That woman in the midst of everybody else reaching out to Him, something in her heart says, it doesn't matter what anybody else does, but this touch is for me. If I may but touch His clothes, I shall be made whole. And she reached out, and she didn't tell everybody. No, what we do is independent Baptists often. We tell everybody what we're going to do. We make our stand about what we believe, and then we don't follow through with what our stand is. Instead of just saying, you know what? If I really love God, I'll just go see Him. If I really love God, I'll just go meet with Him. And guess what? You know what you find in the Bible? Every people that met God, they didn't come out the same. He changed them, amen. You know, but too much of my life is spent talking about what I believe in God and trying to convince somebody about what I believe in God instead of just privately going to Him. Because those moments when I actually do go to Him, I can't be hid. Because that's when He actually does something. When in those moments when it's just me trying to let everybody know what I believe, let everybody know about me, then it's just in one ear and out the next. But you know, when it's really between you and God in that private prayer closet, God Himself, who we find in the passage, He will stop the world to make sure that somebody knows that He is the one that touched you. And that's what we need in this life today. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You for a few simple moments in the Word of God. And I thank You for how You filled my heart last night with the precious Holy Ghost. And Lord, I just ask You, Father, just please help me not to have so few times in my life where You've touched me. God, I thank You for just Your grace and Your long-suffering with me. I thank You for Your mercy that You've had upon me. And Lord, I love You. And I thank You so much for loving me. Would You pour out a measure of grace on this meeting today? And as we do what's next, Father, I pray that the Spirit of God would touch the hearts of Your people and that someone will hear of Jesus today. And regardless of the multitude trying to throng Thee, that with a heart full of faith in Jesus, they will reach out and simply try to touch You. In Jesus' name, I ask this all. Amen.